The Boston Lyric Opera has returned to public engagements. It's created a traveling stage for a series of outdoor performances around Boston. And as WBUR's Christian Bruno reports, these shows will remain a part of the opera's repertoire even after the pandemic.
Thank you for being here today and for braving the weather. This is our first public live performance in over 6 months, and I cannot tell you how good it is to see you here tonight.
On a recent rainy evening, the Boston Lyric Opera debuted its new street stage. The brightly painted mobile stage is parked at Rose Wharf Plaza. On the green lawn, 35 hula hoops are carefully placed 6 feet apart to mark places for the audience. Singer Zarai Rodriguez, who started performing with the BLO last season, starts the show by singing Carmen's Habanera. From inside the trailer, pianist Brandon Shapiro accompanies Rodriguez. She has been preparing for live in-person performances for the past 8 months.
I've been able to do some online performances with different companies, but it's not the same at all. So this first official performance with an official audience has been very, very special.
Rodriguez and Shapiro performed 4 selections for the show, including Leonard Bernstein's Trouble in Tahiti. Rodriguez sings the role of Dinah, which she introduces.
And in this piece, Dinah is recounting a dream she had about being in a garden, and the dream had her going through certain paths that were not very pleasant.
I was standing in a garden, a garden gone to seed, choked with every kind of weed.
Before returning to performances, the BLO assembled a group of disease specialists, pulmonologists, sports medicine experts, and performers. Led by the opera's on-call physician, the group designed safety protocols to share live music responsibly. BLO Chief Operating Officer Bradley Vernader says the group has been collaborating for months.
It's a unique experience to be working with an arts organization and to have a health task force as a key committee and key sort of working group in the company. But it has resulted in our ability to produce things like the street stage in the safest way possible for our audience members and our artists alike.
Performances continue this month, and Vernader also says he plans to make the street stage a core part of the BLO's programming in the future.
Accessibility and universal participation is something that we do think about a lot and incorporate into all of our productions in the ways that we are able to.
Back at the show, Roy Hodge and his father-in-law, Frank Tempestia, sit on lawn chairs placed inside neighboring hula hoops. Hodge, who's also a performer, says this is the first live production he's seen since the pandemic started.
It's really important to experience live theater and to experience everything that it brings.
Tempestia is a BLO subscriber and hasn't seen a live performance since last year. He says they drove in from Winchester just to see this.
I'm really impressed with the creativity that this organization, you know, they're coming up with all kinds of ways to engage with, those of us who love opera. I mean, this is unbelievable. Who would have thought of doing something like this? So this is great.
So until the BLO returns with full-scale operas, and even beyond the pandemic, the reimagined open-air performances are bringing opera straight into Boston communities. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Christian Bruno.